Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I have the privilege of introducing you to our guest today, Doug Hansen from Gainesville, Georgia. Doug just completed leading our devotions here at the Crown headquarters, and it was so rich and wonderful and such a blessing. I invited Doug to come into the studio with us so that you could meet him. Doug, welcome to Money Life.
I'm glad to be here very much, Chuck. Thank you.
I am so glad for you to be here as well. And you go way back with our ministry. Tell us when you first met Larry Burkett.
We moved to Atlanta in 1968. I've been traveling around the country, and I was moved there by the DuPont Company to Atlanta and searching out a church home and some Bible study. And one of the first people that I ran across was a man that had just left NASA and was starting up a Bible study. And along with Russ Kennedy and Ed Luck, I had the first Bible study time with Larry Burkett. How I was so amazed that this man had learned so much of the Bible. And he prolifically told us about Proverbs and led us in our early financial needs, and he was a director of my life from the very beginning.
Wow. I know so many of our listeners can relate to that. How long had Larry been a Christian when he started that Bible study? Do you know?
I think he had been a Christian about 4 years, 3 or 4 years, but he had certainly made it a part of his life to memorize Scripture, and that was the motivation for us all. And he had such clear concepts about how to handle the financial side of life, and that was one of the areas of my life that I was certainly needing a direction, and that's why the compassion to be there was so heavy.
So you saw Larry from the very beginning, and were you there when he decided to start teaching and to launch Christian Financial Concepts?
I was. When he moved up to Dahlonega, we wished him well. We prayed with him along with another fellow, too, Ron Blue. I mean, Ron was in the same Bible study, and we prayed over even his furniture for his first activity in his offices. So this was the birthing of some very, very big ministries that have impacted our world.
Well, Doug, I know today you're going to share with us an incredible story of how God is using you when you took this new ministry tool called God Provides to an orphanage in Romania. And I know our listeners can't wait to hear about it. It's been quite an event for you, hasn't it?
It sure has. It was an exciting time, and I chose to take these children and move them even to a campsite. And there's where I first showed them the video, and was it ever exciting?
Well, you're going to hear all about it today when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. The 6-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Doug Hansen, who has an incredible story of how God is using the new God Provides film series in other parts of the world already. And Doug, I'd like you to tell us a little bit of your story of how God inspired you through a mentor, a very unique mentor, to really have a passion to reach the world with his good news. Start out with your story, Doug, and who was it that actually mentored you?
Chuck, it's an exciting thing. A 79-year-old widow made her way over to Romania, and she didn't really know what she was going to do there. She was just available. She took newspapers and made wonderful crafts, and she also used those newspapers for patterns that she used for children to make clothes. And then she taught them how to cook and all, took pictures of all this and brought it back and showed it to her friends in America and her family. That's where I came in. because this mentor was my mom, my 79-year-old mom, who decided that at that age she could do something to change the world, and she wound up changing her own son. I think it's important for the listeners to know that if you're 79 or you're 82 or whatever your age is, you still have a wonderful influence over your family, and you can make a difference in their lives no matter whatever your age is.
Now, your mom is still alive, isn't
she? She's 93 years old as of last October the 25th, and she's still working 5 days a week as a volunteer with AMG International in Chattanooga.
Wow. And she's still mentoring you?
She still is, and she funded me to go to Africa last year, and she's funding my wife to go to Africa this year. She
wow.
still has a heart for missions.
Well, it's so fascinating how God used her. She went to Romania, to a country that's suffering with a real need to reach out to the orphans. How did that come about, Doug? Why are there so many orphans in Romania?
I think back in Ceausescu's time, the communist time, there was a need for, in this agrarian state, a lot of children to help out the families, as well as he demanded that through a state law that they have more and more children just to populate and have more communists in the world. And so he had an edict to all these families to have more and more children. They were having them every year. By the time they would birth and they would get home, they would find out that economically they could not support them. And so often they would find that the moms would leave them at the birthing center or at the hospital. Sometimes they would be on doorsteps. And in the orphanage case there that we worked with, we knew that some of the children were even found in dumpsters.
Hmm. So in a very real sense, they're economic orphans because their parents may be alive or one may still be alive, but they just couldn't take care of them.
That is correct. And these children certainly needed care. The state tried to take care of them, and you can remember many of 2020 ABC did a number of specials on these children way back in the 80s. People were moved to adopt them and go there and work, but with the restrictions, they were not able to get there as often as they would like to. But since the fall of the Ceausescu government in 89, December, people have been able to come there from Europe and from America and make a difference in these children's lives. And Christian orphanages have been initiated, and a place for these children was found so that they could grow up and have some hope in their lives. That's the most important part.
So your very own mother at 79 opened your eyes, your heart, your passion to help orphans in Romania. Pick up there. What happened after your mother inspired you to do something to help them?
Lynn and I started giving to the orphanage there, and we gave one gift that was a sizable gift. It was the creation of a couple of rooms to help these kids have their housing and all. And so we wanted to go back and check on and see if that money really got there. And so, Chuck, we went back, and I can remember walking on that third floor and looking around, and there was a plaque, a dedication to my dad and to my father-in-law from Lynn and I. And I knew that the money had gotten there, and our hearts were just warmed with assurance that the monies that we were giving had made its way to its end. I saw all the children and how they loved me. I saw that they knew that even though I spoke a different language, that I was sincere about my care and love for them, and that we also could do an assessment of need there. We saw what the children need. They needed dental care, and they needed other types of medical care that, in a way, God could provide that by bringing that message back to America and see who God would send. Who will God send through me? And as we made our way back home, I remember going to a wedding reception. And we walked in the door, and a friend of mine who was a dentist walked out the door. "Where you been, Doug?" I said, "We've been to Romania." "What do they need over there?" "They need a dentist." He said, "Wow." He said, "I just sold my business 6 months ago so I could do mission work. I'm ready to go." And David and Barbara Hayward joined Lynn and I in 6 months to go back to that orphanage and begin dental care with 88 children.
Well, your passion did not end there, Doug. You have been serving the needs of that particular orphanage for a number of years, and you recently thought maybe your time was up, maybe that God was through with you there, but he certainly wasn't, was he?
Chuck, I made 13 trips there, and you seem to think after that length of time that the work is done. I thought it was. A friend of mine last August came to me, and he said that he knew of a foundation in Atlanta that was willing to expand their foundation grants from Georgia to some international locations, and he suggested that I put together a grant proposal for this orphanage in Romania. I was a little hesitant until he gave me a template that was for a large place in Cobb County, and he said, you could use this template at least to put together your proposal. He asked me how much I wanted, and I said, well, you know, a $5,000 grant would be a generous plenty for these people. He said, I think you should try for more. I think you should try for $20,000. I said, I can do that. So I went together and put this proposal together. It took me a month to write it all, and when I finished, I told my wife, this was so difficult, I think I'll ask for $30,000. Chuck, this was just an amazing effort to put this together, and I submitted it, and when they came back to me in February and said, we'd like for you to come down to Duluth and pick up a check for $30,000, all I could do is just praise God.
Yes.
I was going to have to go back and be the administrator now of this $30,000. I wasn't going to send it over there on my own. I was going to make sure that it got to its intended use.
Well, you and Lynn have been self-funded in all these trips and all the efforts that you've made to reach the orphans, and this was just really manna from heaven, putting $30,000 more into the account to serve these kids, wasn't it, Doug?
It was actually directed to three different purposes. One was to expand the medical care in a clinic that we had built there in 2003, and it was secondly to expand the dental coverage in this little village of 600 people. And the third was to take care of a little 8-year-old autistic girl who needed the care and therapy. She'd been overlooked, and so these funds, $10,000 or more, would be used to take care of little Ionella.
Well, we want to hear the rest of the story when we come back, Doug. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life.
Feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough. There's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Doug Hansen. Doug, you and your wife, Lynn, through the inspiration of your 79-year-old mother at the time, started to get a passion to reach out to the orphans in Romania. You've been self-funded. You've been pouring into these kids since 1998. And after all those years, God reconnected you with our ministry. And we got involved in helping to serve those orphans over there. And it's a story that has so touched my heart. I wanted you to share it with our listeners. Tell us what's happened and how you got reconnected with us and what happened with those orphans through the God Provides series.
Chuck, you know, I was having to go back to Romania now to administer that money. And I wondered what I would do for the children as far as a devotional time. 1 week prior to my departure, I had a call from one of the folks that works here at Crown Financial, Mary Ellen Prater. Mary Ellen said they're proposing to show a new film series, and I think you and Lynn would love to see it. It's going to be held over at the Mall of Georgia. So we went over on that Friday morning and sat and were just spellbound by a couple of the presentations. They moved us to tears, and as we were sitting there and we looked at one another, and we said, this is exactly what we need to be able to take to these children in Romania, in this orphanage, and conduct a devotional series that will impact them. And I had asked Stan and Chuck to be able to provide me with whatever they had so I could take it with me. I felt like that I was being rebuffed. They told me that there
was... Yeah, we were stingy, weren't we?
You were very stingy. You wouldn't let me have it, Chuck.
Well, we hadn't completed it yet. We were just showing what was about to be released, Doug.
And I was a week away from going, and so the compression was there. It was a time compression that I had to see make a difference. So I put on a selling job. I tried to go to Stan and say, Stan, I need to get some of these pieces if you can get them for me. And he was so generous. He gave me the opportunity to buy one of these portable kits that I could show the DVDs. And he provided 3 of the 6 DVDs that I would be able to take to Romania with me, with the assurance that I wouldn't ever use them again, that they were strictly for this one trip.
And when you got over there, tell us what happened, Doug.
When I got there, I found, as usual, the children welcomed me at the door. They just loved me, and I loved them so much. And as we got together, I felt like that in the dining room, I could use that as a vehicle for showing them the first video. I used a DVD player and the TV that was there, and I gathered them all around, and we showed the first video, The Widow in Oil. They seemed to be so attracted to the medium that was there, where there was action, and there was emotion, and there was minimal amounts of words, but there were words that they could understand because so many American people had been coming to the orphanage that they were getting a real grasp of English. At the end of the videos, there's kind of a teaser that says, we'll tell you more about it in the next video. And so that built up a great amount of expectation for the children. I had translated the format of the booklet that was provided in the companion guide into Romanian by a friend of mine in Detroit. And so I was able to allow the kids to read their own questions to one another, and they were very, very active in their answers and learning of what they got from the first video. The next thing was to carry this a little bit further. And so the next weekend, I had planned to take the children out on a camping trip. Camping in Romania is quite an experience. It's a very primitive type of camping. You have to find a site, try to find some activities around nearby, like a river and some flat land where you can play games and set up your tents. And it was there that I began to do the second showing of the God Provides film series. After we had a wonderful playtime in the afternoon, I had the children gather some fuel for a fire, and we built a big bonfire, and I backed up my little old Dacia truck, that's a Romanian truck, to the campsite, and I dropped the tailgate, and I set up the film, and with a remote from the distance, I showed the second video in the dusk of the evening, and these children were just absolutely spellbound. They were just totally immersed in this total event of being out there in the Romanian starlight watching your videos there in the
under the sky. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we've got great pictures of that event on our website at crown.org, and if you'll go to crown.org now, you'll be able to see what Doug is describing to you. But Doug, shortly thereafter, school started for these orphans, and little did we know that God had deeply touched one of those children, and she became somewhat of the evangelist for these stories. Tell us about Diana.
One of the 22 children was in class Monday through Friday, and on the Friday of the first week of their school, Diana was a participant in their religion class. And the teacher asked, what during the summer did you experience that really impacted your life? Many hands went up, but Diana's, she said, and made a big issue about it. She said, well, we had a story in a Bible lesson that was told on the back of a pickup truck, and it was sufficient enough to create enough interest, so the teacher asked her to tell a story. And Diana, in Romanian, stood up and told the complete story, word for word almost, of what she saw at the Widow in Oil. There were a number of children in the class that were not Christians, and they asked Diana, is this story really true? And she said, oh, yes, you can find it in 2 Kings 4. Wow. I mean, she had even remembered the address of where the story had come from. The story was told so well that her teacher just embraced her and said, Diana, how did you get that so clear? How did you remember it? Well, what was so surprising is it had been 2 weeks before that she had seen this particular video. So I know that it was emblazoned in her mind. It was there. God had hidden it in her heart. So the teacher said, Diana, I want to meet the man that has those videos. Where will he be? Where can I see him? She said, the next day you'll be able to see him.
Well, and the next day an incredible thing happened, and God opened some marvelous doors for his message to go forward, and I want you to hold on to that until we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Doug Hansen.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Doug Hansen. And Doug, you left us hanging of this story of this wonderful little evangelist, Diana, who is a fifth grader in Romania, raised in the orphanage that you and Lynn have so cared for all these years. And she introduced her teacher to the fact that she had been deeply impacted by one of these films. And he wanted to find you. And so the next day, he seeks you out to soccer field. What happened there, Doug?
While the soccer match was ongoing, he was looking around for a shady place. He wanted to see the videos, and I had brought the backpack of the remote DVD, and I set it up down at the entrance to their locker room. And when I started showing the video where he was standing there with me, about 30 or 40 of the kids grabbed around, and they were pushing him away and almost keeping him from seeing what he had ridden 12 kilometers on his bicycle to see. And as he looked at these videos, he said, "That's enough. That's enough. I want to get them, and I need them now." Well, I remembered what Stan had said to me. You can't let them go. So I said, "Look, I'll get you copies of the six DVDs and the companion guide that goes with it. I'll get them to you as promptly as I can. What are you going to do with them?" He said, "Well, as a religion teacher, I have the responsibility for teaching Bible to the children in this school, not only the fifth grade where Diana is, but I have the responsibility of taking care of the K grade all the way up through the eighth grade." He said, "I'm going to make these videos a part of the curriculum for our Bible class for our Wonder Quarter in Creechava School."
Wow.
There are almost 200 children in there. And so the testimony of this one child will now impact those 200. And whatever Daniel is able to accomplish there, he will see multiplied out among all the teachers in those school systems.
I'm amazed by what God can do with the power of His story, Doug. And I know you have a passion for getting His word out all over the world. You and Lynn are going to take these stories to Africa with you, and you're going to see more and more multiplication. And one of our needs is to get the dollars raised to translate them into the mother tongue and mother language of the people that are expecting them from us. Right now it's all English, but from what you've seen, Doug, would you encourage our listeners to be a part of supporting our effort to get these translated into the mother tongues?
The questions and the detail of these individual companion guides are so wonderful. They just need to be in that mother tongue where the children can understand it. They can see the action, but they need the learning is going to be in what they can read and the blanks that they can fill out in the questions. So very definitely there needs to be a great outpouring of gifting so that these translations can be done and done as quickly as possible.
Well, amen to that. I do think there's a sense of urgency. Doug, thank you for how you're allowing God to use you. What an inspiring story. And I appreciate you so much for being a part of what we're trying to do.
It is my distinct pleasure.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.